呼吸。
Hello, this is Chris 200, and you're listening to Audio On Demand. $500 of GM product strapped to my ass. Welcome to Audio On Demand. Today is the 23rd of August, 2005. Hey, how you doing? This is Chris 200, and I'm broadcasting here live from my auto again, and we need to probably do a sound level check here in a minute.
Well, welcome aboard.
Three more days of one consultant and a few more weeks of another consultant, so, oh my, I am very ecstatic about this. She's finally going home. The old battle axe, not old, young. The battle axe is going home. Looks like we're getting close on this project, pulling the trigger. And hopefully it's not another false alarm. We've had a lot of false alarms with this project. We're going to go ahead and check the audio on this. Be right back in a second. Cruising speed here on I-80, and boy, what's been going on? Not a whole lot. I've been last night I had the boy by myself for a few hours. Actually did a little bit of playing around with the guitar and stuff like that, and boy, I don't know what else is going on. I don't know. Boy, what do I don't have anything to talk about today. I listened to Twit, another great show by Leo Laporte and friends. And just a great show, a smattering of this and that and technology things. And, you know, it's not too bad. A little late getting going this morning. I was just plain exhausted, and I really don't know what's been going on with me in the last few days since this last weekend. I've kind of been keeping my head above the depression level there. Been really down lately, and wow, I just really had a really great weekend. I don't know what it is, if the drugs are actually working, if I've adjusted my attitude a little bit with this job opening coming available, or what it is exactly, but man, tell you what, this actually feels good to feel normal. So, yeah, it was actually a little late this morning getting in. I don't know what the deal is, but I was exhausted, completely exhausted, and, last night I had, wow, look at that, a truck full of chickens. That's interesting. So, yeah, anyway, I, was exhausted last night. Today, got up about the time that I normally leave for work. Was only about 10 minutes late, so that tells you how much I put into my appearance for work. Probably going to do some laundry this afternoon, this evening, get some of that shored up. Tomorrow I got to head home early. My dad's going to be in town, and he's going to be picking up some cement pieces that I have. Not quite sure how we're going to get that into a vehicle. But he's got a place to put that. We can get it in the truck. So, what else? Friday, I got to get home early. My wife's working late. I think I got a football game on Saturday instead of Thursday night. There's a football game I'd like to go to out of town, and it's on Saturday, probably Saturday afternoon. So, kind of looking forward to that, getting the old football thing going again here. This will be the last year that my brother will be quarterback. Just to kind of keep myself in the anonymity category there, I'm not going to say what school. Although if I just said what school I was going to go to, you could probably figure it out by the date. So if you're that damn desperate to figure out who I am, more power to you. I got to get around this clown. Finish the guitar that I've been building for the last year and a half. I got it set up. I've got the net built. Been playing it a little bit. Got to do some more sanding, some finished sanding, which will probably require me to, what I think I'm going to do, a little technique I learned on one of these DIY channels, is to actually take raise the grain on that with a little bit of water, let the water soak in a little bit, just kind of mist it down a little bit, raise the grain and sand about three times, and that's supposed to add some stability to that finish. I've been contemplating how to get this finished. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to try an aerosol lacquer. I'm going to try an aerosol can of basically plain old furniture type lacquer. I actually need to get a sample of it, and it's about $4 a can. It's about $10 a can if you buy it through the guitar, Stu Mac, StuartMacDonald.com, and I think he says you should use about four cans. And I'm not crazy about spending. Maybe it's actually more than $10. I was thinking it was going to be between $60 and $80 just for the lacquer. I'm also going to try to sand between each coat to get a nice finish on it. So yeah, I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to work. I hope I have good results with the aerosol. I think I will. I mean, if you're going to get some fish eyes and drips and stuff like that, but if you sand between each, maybe you're going to be all right. Get enough layers on there where you can actually come through and buff it with a rubbing type compound or whatever, what have you. Maybe it'll turn out all right. I'm not sure exactly what you use to remove lacquer. I would imagine some sort of a lacquer remover. Probably have to get some of that. And what else? So I don't know. Maybe if I can talk the wife into or let me go this afternoon trying that out, maybe I'll do that. Little concerned about the humidity. You can get water trapped into that lacquer, especially if you spray it on. And then what happens there is you actually get little fish eyes and little bubbles underneath your lacquer. So, I don't know. I don't know if it's a good time of year to do this or not, but I think I'm going to go ahead and give it a try. Been thinking about the finish, if I'm going to stain or what am I going to do. Actually, what I've been thinking is going with a blonde color instead of a red or whatever. Going with like a blonde, like a yellow, like a Springsteen type color of this Telecaster, going with that type of color. So it's, I think it's primarily going to be a clear finish. I do need to get some, like I said, I need to get a can of that lacquer and try it out, see what I get, how the color changes with the lacquer. So that's kind of exciting. So what else is going on? I really don't know. If I go to that football game, I won't be able to practice this weekend. Well, that is too bad now, isn't it? So, I don't really know a whole lot more here. It's cruising along here about 64, 65. I'm going to turn it down a little bit, slow down, try and save some gas. I do have something that if anybody knows how to do this, or knows of a program that'll do this, what I'm really interested in trying to get done, and maybe I should just try and do this with PHP, or probably PHP, I could probably do it, is, very interesting, please. Go ahead and parse out a log file, a web log file. I'd like to have it spit back out a file or an output that gives you, I think this is 55 mile an hour zoning, spits back a file name, how many bytes have been downloaded, maybe the number of times that it's been downloaded, and then, you know, sort by particular directories or what have you, but something I'd like to do so I can actually look at different files and see how much traffic particular files are generating. So, anyway, hey, I'm going to let you go. Have a good day and talk to you later.